This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Jonathan Wilson. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine and Republican Corey Stewart will face off this week in their second debate on Wednesday in McLean. Stewart is hoping to unseat one-term senator and former vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine. WAMU reporter Jordan Pascal joins us for a primer on Virginia's Senate race. Jordan, welcome.
Thanks, Jonathan.
All right, so let's get down to brass tacks. What are you seeing? Is this a tight race?
If you look at the data here, it doesn't seem to be. The latest poll from the University of Mary Washington shows Kaine with a 16-point lead, and most polls show him with a double-digit lead. On the fundraising side, Kaine has outraised Stewart 5-1, so he's got a lot more money on hand. He's got about $6 million left to spend for the home stretch. There's just about 43 days left in this campaign. Stewart, on the other hand, has about $150,000,
wow.
According to campaign finance reports. And because of that, you know, Kaine has had a lot more money to run ads. He's run six so far on healthcare and veterans and job training and more. Stewart hasn't had any on the airwaves in Virginia so far. Kaine feels comfortable enough in this lead that he's taking time out to go out and campaign for other Democrats in the state, hoping to flip a few of those red House districts to blue. They're hoping to kind of ride that blue wave from last year.
Okay, so the polls indicating this is not a close race, but polls can be wrong. What are the actual issues that these candidates are focusing on?
Well, Corey Stewart's website, on the top of his issue page, it says he's supporting President Trump's agenda. So he supports bringing jobs back to the U.S., repealing the Affordable Care Act, snuffing out illegal immigration. He's very behind that wall that Trump wants to build and has talked about for so long. He's also having a rally to support the Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, and that's coming up in Fairfax in a couple weeks. Stewart is also well known for support of keeping Confederate monuments. That was a big issue in the governor's race that he was running. Kaine's campaign, meanwhile, focuses on the words for all. Those are the last two words in the Pledge of Allegiance. He wants, you know, jobs, education, health care, security and equality for all. He's also tackling gun violence in his campaign. But in that for all message, Kaine says he really wants to, you know, focus on kind of getting the divisiveness, the bitterness that has come to permeate politics. He wants to get that out of the rhetoric. And obviously, President Trump is a big issue square in the middle of this.
So you mentioned President Trump. Nobody has really embraced President Trump in Virginia as much as Corey Stewart. What type of analysis are you hearing on why that is and how that might play in this race?
Well, it's partially about who Corey Stewart is. He claims that he was Trump before Trump was Trump. And he was briefly the campaign chair for Trump in Virginia before he got let go from that position. But I talked to political scientist Rachel Bitticoffer of Christopher Newport University, and she says that Stewart's pro-Trump mentality might go against conventional political thinking, especially in Northern Virginia.
With a state that is trending ideologically more liberal, you can see that running to the far right doesn't seem to make sense. But in Stewart's mind, that is the pathway to victory.
But remember, you know, Stewart won his Senate primary campaign only by 2 points, those about 5,000 votes. And, you know, those primaries are when the most dedicated voters are turning out. So in the general election, things change. You know, the overall population of Virginia has changed a lot in the last couple of years. You've got new residents, a lot of new immigrants in Northern Virginia, and that's changed the complexion from more red to purple and now a little blue.
All right, we'll see if the second debate changes the dynamics of this race. Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks, Jonathan.